How to Minister Wisely When Someone Says Thoughts Create Reality. In American ministry settings, you may hear someone say, "Thoughts create reality." That phrase can mean different things depending on the person. Some may mean, "My attitude affects how I experience life." Some may mean, "If I think positively, I can endure hardship better." Some may mean, "The universe responds to my thoughts." Some may mean decease, poverty, or suffering come from wrong thinking. Some may mean I can manifest the life I want by aligning my mind with spiritual law. A Christian leader should not assume. Ask what the person means. You might say, "When you say thoughts create reality, what does that mean for you?" Or, "Has that belief helped you, or has it ever felt heavy?" Or, "How do you understand God's role in that?" Christian faith does teach that thoughts matter. Scripture calls us to renew the mind, meditate on God's word, take thoughts captive, pray, hope, repent, and trust. Our thoughts can shape habits, emotions, actions, relationships, and choices. But Christianity does not teach that the human mind is God. Our thoughts do not create the universe. Our words do not control God. Our mental state does not guarantee health, wealth, or protection from suffering. We are creatures, not the creator. That distinction matters. When someone believes thoughts create reality, they may feel powerful for a while. But when sickness, grief, failure, or trauma comes, they may feel secretly guilty. They may wonder, "Did I cause this? Did I fail to manifest the right outcome? Did my negative energy bring this pain?" That is where Christian care can become deeply healing. You can say, "Your thoughts matter, but you are not God. You are not carrying the universe on your shoulders. You are not required to mentally control every outcome. God sees you, loves you, and invites you to bring your fears and burdens to Him." That sentence can release pressure. Use scripture with wisdom. Philippians 4 speaks of prayer, peace, and thinking on what is good. Romans 12 speaks of the renewing of the mind. Matthew 11 shows Jesus inviting the weary to come to Him for rest. But do not use scripture to shame the person for anxiety or illness. Use scripture as an invitation to trust Christ. A wise Christian leader can affirm that thoughts matter while rejecting the burden of mental magic. We are embodied souls dependent on God, called to wisdom, prayer, faith, and love. When someone says thoughts create reality, listen carefully. Then gently point to the God who created reality, entered reality in Christ, and meets us in reality with grace.